This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Senate Taxation Committee, come to order. I want to welcome everyone that's in the audience and at the table and everyone who is on the internet. I'd like to remind you to turn off your turn the sound down. You don't have to turn them off, but turn the sound down on your communication devices. And with that, the secretary will call the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Here.
Fegan?
Here.
Farix?
Here.
Hager? Peterson?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Chair will entertain a motion to on the minutes from the last meeting.
Move approval.
Moved by Senator Greenfield, seconded by Senator Fegan. Approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion passes. I'd like to remind everyone who's going to testify to sign in so I know where you are and how to track you. And we have some special people here that are here only for 2 weeks. I'd like you to introduce yourself one at a time. Come on up to the desk here, and these are our pages, and we want to know your name, and then we want to know what you plan to do in college or work world or wherever you're headed. Yep, go ahead and push that little button there. There you go.
My name is Lindsay Klender. I'm from Elk Point, and I plan to go to SDSU for pharmacy.
My name is Josh Weinheimer from Oneida, and I plan to go to SDSU for mechanical engineering.
A lot of math there, both sides, chemistry. All right, thank you. Are there any personal privileges that people would like to take? There's a chance I might be going to another committee. Okay. Not much of one. So, if there's nothing else, we're going to move on and we're going to take up House Bill 1121. Representative DuBall.
Read the title.
Oh, that's right. Before us is House Bill 1121 regarding revised certain provisions concerning the regulation of vehicle drivers, dealers. Not drivers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was almost alarmed. I'm Representative Mary Duval from District 24, and House Bill 1121 comes, I call it a technical cleanup. This kind of will help make sure that a practice that has been done in South Dakota can continue to be done. And it deals with in-state licensed vehicle dealers. And if they want to consign a car that's 20 years old or older at an auction in a different county, this would allow them to do that, such as someone from Pierre wanting to consign cars at Cool Deadwood Nights or the Automania at Brandon. There are also these types of auctions in Murdo and Wakanda. Now, my husband has an 83 Dodge pickup. It's the ugliest thing in central South Dakota. But if we sold that pickup to a dealer here in Pierre and that dealer wanted to consign it in one of these places, the Department of Revenue said the way the law is worded right now, they would not be able to do that. And bless their hearts if they want to sell my husband's 83 Dodge pickup somewhere. But this bill just really cleans that up, and I would ask for your support.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Representative Duval? Any questions? Hearing none. More witnesses. Senator Peterson.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Jim Peterson, District 4, and what this bill really deals with is classic cars. I think a lot of you probably have watched the Barrett-Jackson auction that happens down in Arizona about a month ago. I think it was, a lot of it was televised. And classic cars draw special people, people that are interested in them. And we have, you know, in the earlier meeting that we had this morning, we found out that there's over 50 car clubs across the state of South Dakota. So there's a lot of interest in classic cars. And right now, an auto dealer cannot, a South Dakota auto dealer cannot go to, we have four different classic car auctions that occur in the state of South Dakota. And one is the one in Deadwood, and I've attended that one in Deadwood. And you will find, they draw people from all over the nation to these classic car dealers. And it's very, some of these are very high priced vehicles. You know, when I was watching that Barrett Jackson auction just a little while ago, I saw a couple of, 70 Cuda Hemis that went for over $2 million. I couldn't believe somebody would pay $2 million for one car. But this just allows our own car dealers to, if they get a classic car in, to take it to one of the auctions that occur. Because these auctions, you could have a classic car that could come in and set in a little town in South Dakota. And unless that person advertised it on the internet, they would never know that it was sitting there. And it takes the people that are really interested in these classic cars to come and purchase these classic cars. And they do show up at these four auctions that we have in South Dakota. But you'll be filled in on the rest of the details of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Peterson. Are there any questions for Senator Peterson? Okay. Come on up, Lindsay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Lindsay Ryder-Rapp. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers. And I want to thank both Senator Peterson and Representative Duvall for bringing this legislation on behalf of both new and used car dealers in the state. As Senator Peterson indicated, there are four classic car auctions in the state currently. Cool Deadwood Nights, there's one in T and some other locations as well. But this is the ability for both these new car dealers and used car dealers to bring these classic vehicles. And as you can see from the modifications that we're seeking in the statute, it's a very limited exception. It's for classic vehicles that are 20 model years or older, to allow these dealers to cross county lines to be able to consign these vehicles at public auctions. There are a number of regulations already in place, both for vehicle dealers as well as auctioneers, that ensure that there's record keeping and true odometer disclosure and that these vehicles are transferred free of liens. So there's a number of protections in place currently in statute that provide safeguards that are necessary. So we would ask for your support of this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay. Are there any questions of Lindsay? Any other proponents for House Bill 1121? Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1121? Hearing none. Opponents to House Bill 1121? No takers. And so we'll not have a rebuttal either, unless you'd like one, just to talk more. Okay. Any other general questions? Otherwise, we'll close it to committee and or committee discussion and or action. Okay, we're closed now, so we need discussion or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you. I would move due pass on House Bill 1121.
Second.
Moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Feagin. Due pass motion on House Bill 1121. Is there any discussion? Senator Ewing?
Sounds like a great bill.
Thank you. You just convinced me. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, the motion before the committee is due pass on House Bill 1121, revise certain provisions concerning the regulations of vehicle dealers. Roll call vote. The secretary will take the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
That is...
We have a majority. Bill passes. Senator Ewing.
Make the request to place House Bill 1121 on the consent calendar.
Second. Motion by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Greenfield, place House Bill 1121 on the consent calendar. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, voice vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1121 will go to the Senate floor on the consent calendar. Next, we have before us House Bill 1179, revised certain provisions regarding the exemption of certain boats from the excise tax on large boats. Representative Bowen, proponent.
Well, thank you, Senator Monroe, Chairman of the Committee, and other members of the Senate Tax Committee. The Senate prime sponsor of this bill, Senator Hager, is unable to be here at this time because she has one of those conflicts that we all know that comes up, but I will be delivering the proponent testimony for this particular bill. Again, members of the Senate Tax Committee, today I bring to you House Bill 1179, a measure that will raise the exemption on boats older than 11 years from the current level of $2,200 to $2,500. This bill is being brought at the request of a number of county treasurers who desire that the boat exemption and the car exemption be kept the same so that the possibility of errors will likely be minimized in the various county treasurers' offices. And of course, approximately 2 weeks ago, you did pass out of this committee House Bill 1098. That increased those exemptions on automobiles from $2,200 to $2,500. Again, I want to say thank you for doing that. This bill will result, this bill, Senate Bill 1179, or excuse me, House Bill 1179, which I referenced in my previous testimony in that other bill, will result in the loss of revenue to the state of $6,342. And the money from this tax is deposited in the state general fund. Why this money is deposited in the general fund and not the highway fund is unknown to me. I want to emphasize that this is not $60,000 or $600,000, but is $6,342, and that figure comes from the Department of Revenue. And just to contrast the amount of money that we're talking about in this bill, in contrast to the previous bill in regards to automobiles, the difference in revenue that bill involved was $257,000. Of course, that was a difference in the increase because of the change in the bills from the last session. I believe we should pass this bill so that we can maintain the standardization of exemptions for the county treasurers who serve us well. This is the companion bill I told you would be coming during the discussion concerning House Bill 1096 and the previous bill that brought about modest increases for motor vehicle excise tax exemptions. I thank you for passing that bill and urge your speedy approval of this companion measure as well. For the small sum involved, I believe this is a wise adjustment. Again, it brings about standardization between these exemptions, and this is coming at the request of county treasurers. I urge your support. I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Bowen. Are there any questions for Representative? Are there any other proponents of House Bill 1179? Any other proponents? Hearing none, are there opponents of House Bill 1179. Mr. T.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Jim Twilliger. I'm with Bureau of Finance and Management. Just a few thoughts on House Bill 1179. I'm up here asking you to oppose this particular piece of legislation. Representative Bowen talked about being the consistency in terms of the exemption. However, I'd really question how this will help out the county treasurers in this particular case, because the boat tax is already and still, even under the passage of 1179, if you move forward with it, will continue to have to be completely separate from all other excise taxes. The reason for that, as he pointed out, is the boat tax is dedicated to the general fund. The rate of taxation is completely different than all other excise taxes at this time. As you well know, Senate Bill 1 from last year increased all the excise taxes to 4%. However, since the boat tax is dedicated to the general fund, that was left at 3%. It's the only excise tax that is currently at 3%. And so, in terms of making this exemption similar to vehicles, because it has to be treated completely separate, different rate of taxation, and the money has to go to a different place, I really question whether the consistency is, if this bill really does anything for the county treasurers. And then just a Representative Bullen mentioned, $6,300, certainly not a lot of money in the whole scheme of things, but it is an exemption in terms of the sales tax. If we have any sales tax exemption, certainly you'd consistently see someone from the budget office up here opposing the, whether the amount's $100,000, $1 million, or a few thousand dollars. And so in terms of that, we're being consistent. So I really don't believe the bill will make anything easier for our county treasurers because of the points I brought up, and so I'd respectfully ask that you oppose the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Twirliger? Hearing none, are there any other opponents to House Bill 1179? Are there any other opponents? Hearing none. Rebuttal.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I regret that...
Excuse me, you want to restate your name again?
Okay, yes.
The people listening in the audience.
Jim Bolin, State Representative, District 16. I represent all of Union County and the southern rural portion of Lincoln County. I guess you'd say I represent the furthest southeastern portion of the state. I regret that other supporting witnesses were not able to be here today, but if you listen to the House testimony in favor of this bill, there were representatives from the county, representing the county officials, who supported my position. I would like to point out that we talk about the idea behind this is to make it simple for a clerk in a treasurer's office. Sometimes, you know, you get into some of the bigger counties of the state, you have multiple clerks performing these particular duties. It's designed to make it easy for them to process these requests. Now, the fact that we're talking about $6,340 here indicates that we're not talking about a lot of boats. First of all, to gain this exemption from $2,200 to $2,500, the particular piece of property we're talking about has to be older than 11 years old. So we're not talking about this being some kind of a something that's probably beneficial to wealthy individuals. We're talking about individuals who may have a particular piece of equipment. They want to take it out on the water, and it's been around for 11 years. It is important to help the treasurers maintain consistency. This is not so much about raising the excise tax. I know the good gentleman from the Department of the second floor talked about, you know, the excise tax and those kind of things. This is just about the exemption that we have in law already that's designed to help some of the perhaps economically less advantaged people be able to experience a pretty good life, at least have a boat and not pay quite as much for it when it's up for sale and renewal and those type of things. So I'd urge you to support the bill. Again, I mentioned this before. When I brought this bill with the cars, I didn't know about this, and it was brought to my attention by county officials who want to keep this consistent, and that's the reason this bill's here. I'd urge you to support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Representative Bolin? Are there any other general questions? If not, we'll close the meeting to committee discussion and or act. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass on House Bill 1179.
Who was that?
He's letting me have it.
Motion by Senator Greenfield, second by Senator Feagin to due pass on House Bill 1179. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Generally speaking, I think this is a good bill and will provide a little bit of tax relief for some of the folks out there. Yesterday on the floor, we heard some conjecture about all these exemptions and what have you, and we killed the $10,000 exemption, and now we're contemplating a $6,300 exemption. But I'm also mindful that last year we passed the biggest tax increase in our state's history, and this year we're being asked to pass the second largest one. So I think that the state can figure it out should we pass this bill. Again, on the merits of the bill alone, I can't see any reason not to pass it, and I would urge your support. Thank you.
Senator Frerichs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank Representative Boland for being receptive to what happened to be some concerns out there, and fortunately through this process it was able to be taken care of even in this session. Sometimes it takes a little longer just because of our short and quick deadlines. So I want to thank him, and I encourage support for this, just as we took care of the other issue for those cars that are kind of like what I drive, 300,000 mile car, and it's under those levels. So thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none. The motion before the committee is due pass on House Bill 1179. Roll call vote. Those in favor say aye. Those say opposed say no. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Ewing?
Aye.
Feagin?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Hager excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Monroe?
No. Having received a majority of those elected, House Bill 1179 goes to the floor, the Senate floor, do pass. We're going to defer House Bill 1051 until our next meeting, or until Monday. The reason we're doing it Monday is because there's a gentleman that's flying in from Florida who apparently needs to testify. So that pretty much takes care of the agenda for today. The point there being the chair will entertain motions.
I will move that we adjourn.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
Again, motion by Senator Greenfield, and again seconded by Senator Feagin to adjourn. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We're adjourned.